We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody. Lori Hybu here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybu and on Facebook. This week's guest is Tracy Shirk. Tracy is a dynamic, thoughtful, and innovative HR professional that is committed to putting humans first while achieving customer engagement and profitability goals through authentic and concise HR solutions. Her experience includes nonprofits, union, and non-union organizations in healthcare, manufacturing, education, retail, and construction. She has built an HR department from the ground up, created strategic talent pathways, implemented compensation and benefits programs, along with consulting with small business in an outsourced HR role. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lori.
I am excited for this conversation because first, you and I have met via networking, which is what this show is all about. And HR is a hot topic today, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. And so is recruitment, right?
Absolutely. Well, speaking of recruitment, how does networking help someone find their next position?
It's gold. Let's just start there, right? You know, most often we are more likely to look at and hire individuals that we know something about. And we know that our best referrals into our organization come from our employees. Therefore, networking with individuals and being really crystal clear about what you want in a position, you never know who you're talking to that may have that position specifically available inside of their organization. So networking is a great place to do that. And again, being super clear about what is it that you want in a position. So if you're currently looking for a job or you're looking for that next career opportunity, you know, naming what that is and having that set in your head so that you know when you're in a conversation and a networking, you're listening into what individuals are saying. Hey, at my organization, you know, this and this and this is going on. And you're like, hey, that sounds great. Here's what I do versus selling, right? Because we talk so much about selling and networking. They're two different things, but yet they're one and the same. And it's important to drip in what you offer in a way that serves that individual.
Absolutely. So now changing the perspective, how as a business owner can I use networking to further my business?
Absolutely. So as a business owner, to further your business, you know, when you're networking, you're not only looking for that next top talent in your organization, you're also looking for the tools to improve your processes so that your employees have exactly what they need to be successful in their role. And then, of course, when you're networking, you're also looking for clients, right? So when you're networking specifically from an HR perspective, knowing what you're looking for. So, you know, hey, I know that I'm going to have a business partner position that's available soon is something really important to keep in the back of your mind as you're networking. So I was chatting with someone the other day, and one of the things she said to me was, she's like, Tracy, I'm looking for a business partner for my company. I said, great. I said, have you put that out there? She goes, no, I just expect them to show up. I'm like, well, you know, unfortunately, those presents don't just show up on our desk every day, right? We need to put it out there. And I said, so what are you looking for in a business partner? She's like, well, I don't know. So what we did is we started to create what I call an ideal employee profile. And what this is this is essentially solving the problem for that individual. And the problem is they don't love their job right now, correct? You as an employer solve that problem by hiring them into your organization. So essentially it is a flip on the job description that's boring and you're like, okay, skill, got it. But that ideal employee profile is looking at, hey, what lights me up every day? What do I love about going into work? What do I love about the environment? What do I love about problem solving? It's kind of like saying, hey, I'm looking for an individual that is dynamic, that loves to be in front of people, that can solve really challenging problems, such as telling me how, when I'm looking at the revenue of my organization, how that can serve more people. You know, that's much more dynamic and insightful than somebody reading something that says, I'm looking for somebody that can understand a profit and loss statement, right? So really defining what we're looking for in that individual and then putting it out there so that we're excited about that and it doesn't read as a job description.
Oh, that sounds very marketing speak of you, actually.
You know, and HR is a lot of marketing, right?
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%, actually.
You got to know the laws behind it. You know, don't ask questions about things you're going to trip yourself up over, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good segue into my next question, actually, is how can networking be detrimental to your business?
Yeah. And there are several ways that marketing can be detrimental to your business. And one of them is, you know, not putting yourself out with that best foot forward. And again, this goes to marketing, right? So, I mean, if you are drunk at a networking event and you're the CEO or the owner that's kind of sloshing all over the place, that doesn't leave a very good taste in an individual's mouth that's potentially looking at joining your organization. So I think that that's number one, right? And then number two is there are a number of employment-related laws that organizations need to be really careful about and careful that they don't ask questions about. And so once you as an employer know something, you can't unknow it. And once you know it, that can potentially be used against you in a discrimination case. So there's things like you don't necessarily want to know about an individual's genetic history. Like you don't want to know about the fact that, you know, an individual may have diabetes that runs in their family or high cholesterol or those kind of things. You don't necessarily want to know their age. So you don't want to say something like, hey, what year did you graduate from high school, right? Because those things tell us the age. And so those are things that we definitely want to stay away from in networking, especially if we're going to hire them into our organization, because now we've just found information that we can potentially discriminate against those individuals for.
Wow. Yeah. And what's interesting from a networking perspective, though, is that you're just looking to have an authentic conversation, but you really do have to be careful on how deep you go in that conversation.
Yeah. And it's looking at, hey, what's our purpose of networking, right? So there's times where, you know, if I'm out networking because I'm looking to hire that next business partner for my business, I need to keep that in the back of my mind, right? You know, I want to have an authentic conversation, and you can have an authentic conversation without asking some of those questions, right? You know, hey, you look really familiar. Maybe, you know, where are you from? You know, okay, you're from this area. Great. And starting to narrow it down, but not crossing any of the lines like, well, what church did you go to? Do you have kids that go here? Again, that starts to cross those legal lines.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, really good input here. All right, Tracy, my goal is ultimately to alleviate any fears that anyone has with networking. And I think you just put a little bit of fear into some business owners with that.
Well, let's alleviate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. And I would say my favorite networking has really come through eWomen Network. And the reason why I love eWomen Network and those networking experiences, because of the masterminding that happens at the strategic business introductions, you are really getting to know those individuals in the room in a very concise way that also manages your time incredibly, incredibly well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Actually, we interviewed Sandra Yancey, the founder of eWomen Network, on Social Capital. You can hear her episode on episode 90. And she talks some fantastic insights into just networking and the structure of eWomen Network. And I agree. I think it's a fantastic organization. It's a global organization, correct?
Yes. Yeah. There is a chapter in Australia and there are several chapters in Canada.
And in Wisconsin, we are on our fourth chapter now, right?
We are on our fourth chapter. So we have, yeah.
All right. So as you are an active networker and you've been in multiple roles in your professional career, how do you stay in front of or best nurture the relationships that you've built in your community here?
Yeah. And this is a key piece of networking, right? I'm going to circle back around to that question, but so often I find individuals are networking, but they're not doing the follow-up. The gold is in the follow-up of the networking. And so, you know, one of the key things that I do with my networking to really maximize it is I follow up with individuals after the event. So if I get a card from an individual, I definitely follow up with them within a week of that event, you know, naming one thing from that conversation that I remember that stood out to me. Because what that shows is that I was truly listening to them. I was in the conversation with them and not, you know, looking at the punch bowl or the beer across the room, right? But really naming, hey, what's that one thing that stood out to me? And really looking to serve them. And that's something that I think is so important in networking, is that when I'm networking, I'm there to serve that individual. Yeah, I'm talking about what I do in my business when they ask me, but I don't lead with that. And that has gained so many great relationships for me because I'm seen as that connector, and I'm also seen as that individual that's able to provide great insight in a timely fashion to individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your statement of the gold is in the follow-up. I just think there's so much truth to that. And it's not how many business cards you have in front of you. It's what kind of long-term relationship are you creating here?
Right. And, you know, I would much rather walk out with one business card that I know is going to lead to a long-term relationship for my company, myself personally, you know, because there's personal development and there's professional development with networking. And a lot of times those two things get braided together, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I can walk out with a one business card that I know is going to lead to something in the future, I'd much rather have that with five business cards that I end up throwing away, right? Or 10. Mm-hmm. You know, and I use business cards and I write on the back of them, you know. I write on the back, hey, you know, as soon as I walk away from the individual, I write that one thing that I was really listening into that I heard them say. So it could be, hey, I'm looking for an onboarding plan, or I'm looking for orientation plan, or, you know what, I need to connect with a CPA. Okay, I've got a CPA. Let me connect them with that person, or I'll send them a freebie off of my site or something, even that I pulled out from behind my paywall, so that they have something that they can dig into that is of value to them.
Totally. Nice. Really good tips and actionable takeaways there. Tracy, what advice would you offer that business professional who's looking to grow their network?
Yeah. What I would say is be very specific about who you're looking to grow your network with. Okay. You can go to 100 different networking events, and it might not be the right event for what you're looking to grow your network for. So be really clear on what are you looking to grow your network for? Is this for your business? Is this in a specific area? Like if you're looking to grow your network in a human resources area, going to a SHRM, Society for Human Resource Management event would be a really great opportunity, right? If you're looking to grow your business locally, going to a local chamber would be a really great opportunity. So for me, you know, going at, you know, as an HR professional, going into an organization that is a zoological society may not be a right place for me to network, you know? Mm-hmm. So be really clear on what that is. Know what your goals are walking in. You know, have two or three questions to ask individuals and that 60 seconds to specifically say who you are and what you offer. And be very specific with that when you walk in, because when you have goals, you're going to walk out meeting those goals versus, well, I'm just going to go to every networking event. Well, you're not going to get the outcomes that you're looking for.
Absolutely agree with that 100%. So attending events is basically what the majority of our conversation has been on. But obviously, the digital world has changed how we build relationships as well. So my question to you is, digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
So I am human resources, right? So I love putting the people behind that. So, you know, I personally love the in-person networking events. And at the same time, I have gotten so much out of like Zoom meetings as well, Zoom networking events where I can still see the body language of individuals. So I find value in both of them. If I had to choose, I love the in-person. Because I'm looking at, hey, what does that whole package look like, especially if I'm looking to hire them into an organization?
Absolutely. Which makes sense. If it's an organization that's not a digital distributed company, right, then it is all about the people.
Yeah.
Okay, Tracy, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regard to your professional career?
I would say trust and enjoy the journey. There's so often where I've been so focused on getting to an outcome that I haven't enjoyed the process and haven't enjoyed that journey. You know, each step along the way has something to teach us, and each step along the way has great things for us to learn. And so often I've rushed to get to either the next promotion, the next position, the next certification, the next whatever, that I've missed the gold of what's right in front of me.
Yeah, I think that's really good information. There's a lot of truth to that, and enjoying the journey is probably more important to some degree than getting to your destination.
It is. It absolutely is. And sometimes that's a hard lesson to learn, right?
Yes. Yes. And yeah, I mean, that's where you have to stop and smell the roses, right? I mean, that's why that statement exists.
Absolutely. Or listen to the birds sing, or, you know, uh-huh, go take your dogs for a walk, or whatever that is.
Hey, there's so much truth to that.
Okay, go play hockey, you know.
Oh, I definitely make time for that, which is important. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the sixth degree?
I do 100% believe in the 6 degrees of separation. And the one person that I would want to connect with would be, you know, I'm really struggling with that question because so often I think we look for, and I've struggled with this question since I first read it and I hadn't come up with a good answer. But the reason why I struggle with that is so often I think we're looking so far in the future that we've missed the things that are right in front of us. So going back to that, enjoying the journey, is I believe we have the exact resources around us and the exact people around us for exactly what we need. Mm-hmm. And when we look at those people that are around us and say, hey, there's an amazing network around me. If I want to get to a specific area, I can do that through my network, but I need to get to know and value these relationships first.
Ooh, I like that. That's kind of, that's pretty powerful, actually.
So there's a monkey wrench.
Yeah. I appreciate that you took a different path with this. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so often, and this goes back to that 20-year-old self question, right? So often we're so quick to get to a destination that we miss what's right around us. And what's right around us is exactly what we need right now to be mm-hmm. fulfilled in our life. And that, you know, when I look at why I started my company and why I do what I do, I believe every individual has a right and a choice to be fulfilled in the work that they do. But they have to choose that. And they have to choose that, hey, the things that are around me right now is exactly what I need and exactly what will fulfill me.
Totally. Yeah, that's really good. Thank you for that compelling piece of content right there.
Thank you for the question. That had me stumped.
Well, you turned it into a fantastic answer. So nice job. All right. So as an entrepreneur, you and myself, lifelong learners, just kind of happens to come along with that title. I'm always interested in hearing and learning about what my guests are reading and or listening to. So books or podcasts or whatnot. Where are you getting your good, juicy new insights from right now?
Yeah, there's two actually. So from a podcast perspective, Brooke Castillo in the Life Coach School is juicy golden nuggets all the way through. So if you've not heard of her or listened to her podcast, she has, I think, 270 some episodes now. And it's all about what you think is what you feel, and what you feel becomes your reality. Mm-hmm. Super powerful from that perspective. And then what I'm reading right now is I'm reading two books. I'm reading one, which is The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist. And this is one I read about on an annual basis. And what I love about it is it's the energy of money, and the way that that flows is all in the way that we believe that it will. Uh-huh. And then the other one is Turn the Ship Around. Hmm. And that one is all about what are some leadership things that we need to own that we can do to turn things around, both, you know, in our own organization, but the way that we go and think about things. Because a lot of times it has to do with the process. And is the process broken or the people broken? A lot of times it's the process.
Nice. Yeah, really good. I've heard about Turn the Ship Around. I've not quite read it yet, but The Soul of Money, I've never heard of that one, but I totally can appreciate kind of mindset and where that comes from. Good. And that podcast I've never heard of either. That sounds interesting too.
Yeah. That's what's fun about these, right? Is we get all this juicy goodness.
I love it.
Comes from the diversity of perspectives.
Okay, I'm going to throw a little curveball for you, and this is an opportunity where you get to ask me a question. So what question do you have for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So a key question that I have for you, Lori, is why do you love what you do, and what about it fulfills you?
Ooh, interesting. Why do I love what I do, and what about it fulfills what I do? So I love meeting new people and looking at their business and figuring out what it is that they do. I just more so on the manufacturing side, and I always equate it to that show How It's Made, and just kind of getting into the little inner workings of how, you know, like right in front of me, there's this fancy microphone and I'm just looking at it as a microphone. But in reality, there's hundreds of little pieces of technology and electronics and metal and plastic. And these were all sourced from multiple companies and locations and tools and materials. And I'm just fascinated by how this one piece was created, right? And there's so many cool stories that come with that. So as I'm in these companies and touring their facilities and learning what they're doing, I get to help them tell their awesome story to the world and help create more awareness of, look at this really cool technology that makes this little part that lives on this little thing that we look at every single day.
That's awesome. So can I ask a follow-up question for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Since I am HR, right? So, and that is, how have you created your culture in Keystone Click?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. So that takes a lot of time.
I love culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm definitely a big advocate of having a positive culture. First, I looked back at my own experiences being an employee versus an employer, and I kind of mapped out the things I really, really liked and the things that I did not like. And I made sure to not have the elements that I did not like, and to really embrace those components that I did like. So that was important to me. And I do encourage everyone's input. And we have a very open, trusting relationship. So I trust the team to do what they need to do, and they're trusting me to do what I need to do, which is lead and give direction and vision, and to continue to bring in fantastic work opportunities for them to execute and produce. And I think it's a fantastic mutual relationship. And at the end of the day, everyone's pretty happy as far as I know.
Awesome. right? Thank you for that answer. I love hearing that different pieces. And, you know, it's those kind of things that, hey, as we're networking, that's what attracts individuals to our organizations, right? Is, hey, what's behind the scenes? Because each individual has a different thing that drives them. Some it could be a title, some it could be money, some it could be a relationship with my boss, some it could be, hey, I want to work on this new cool thing that goes into my microphone, some could be I want to travel overseas. So I love hearing what that is from employers. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem. Good questions. Thank you for asking me. Tracy, do you have any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Yeah. What I would say is when you're growing and supporting your network, truly be intentional and be intentional about that follow-up. And the positivity in that is so incredibly important. Not fake, but authentic. You know, being authentic with your network will absolutely help to grow it.
Really good insights. Being intentional is so important. And authenticity just will forever win over any sort of fakeness. So
absolutely.
Yeah, good.
You know, it's kind of like the only person you can be is you because everyone else is taken. So own you 100% and you're good.
I love it. Absolutely agree with that. Tracy, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Yeah, you can find us at our website, which is shrckconsulting.com, and it's S-C-H-E-R-C-K consulting.com, or you can find us on Facebook at HR Innovates.
All right, and we will include all that information in the show notes. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Thank you, Lori, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yes, thank you. Good conversations, lots of fun insights from you. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Tracy for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we will see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.